Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 20th. I'm Daniel Tran. The USC undergraduate student government released a diversity climate resolution today. It calls for the university to take action against bias and discrimination on campus. Martha Daniel has more.
Following a September incident during which student body president Rini Sampath was the target of a racial slur, USG moved quickly to hold multiple community meetings to allow students to voice their concerns and offer suggestions for a more inclusive campus. The six-page resolution calls for the installment of a vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion to work directly with students in developing a plan to improve campus climate. It also calls for information on resources available to students for reporting discrimination and Title IX violations to be included in every class syllabus. Citing frustration with the lack of action on behalf of the administration, the authors of the study also demanded increased transparency on the activities of the Office of Diversity. USG has moved to hold an expedited vote on the resolution in the next 2 weeks. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.
A Cal State Fullerton math professor is facing potential dismissal after refusing to make his students buy a $180 textbook. As Holly Thomas reports, the book was written by the department chair.
Alan Bourget taught Introduction to Linear Algebra and Differential Equations with cheaper textbooks than the department-mandated books. He said that they were better for his course. Cal State Fullerton says Bourget violated department policy and went against explicit orders from the provost and former dean of the Math and Science College. Bourget says the school suppressed his academic freedom and is not acting in the best interests of the students. We asked USC students how much money they've had to pay for their books.
The most expensive textbook I bought, philosophy textbook I bought last year, and it was close to $300.
My Japanese book was $200, and it was the smallest thing, like literally could have fit like in my back pocket. And I was very upset because I didn't get to return it, and I dropped Japanese.
So unnecessary because I already pay $63,000 to attend this school, and it's just, I'm sorry.
Bourget will appeal a letter of reprimand on Friday. Holly Thomas, Annenberg Radio News.
An LA City Council committee approved a measure today to make gun storage safer. Under the bill, guns need to be disabled, kept in a container, or in immediate reach of the gun owner. The measure was written by Councilman Paul Krikorian, who says it will keep children safe. But Margot Bennett of Women Against Gun Violence says it's not strong enough.
We believe that it allows for too much interpretation as to where the gun can be left and loaded.
The full city council will vote on the measure later this week. Medical group Kaiser Permanente hosted a groundbreaking ceremony today for a long-awaited medical facility in the Crenshaw District. Stephanie Wu reports.
Construction for Kaiser Permanente's new Crenshaw facility at Marlton Square begins this month. The property has been vacant for more than 20 years. The city announced a redevelopment plan 3 years ago. The president of Kaiser's Southern California region, Dr. Benjamin Chu, says permitting has slowed the process.
It was a very complicated procedure to get the land, to get the entitlements all straightened out. We had to negotiate arrangements to make sure that the actual parcel would be available.
Executive Director of the West LA Medical Center, Georgina Garcia, said the goal is to serve more than 50,000 community members.
A large part of our membership actually resides right here in this community. So for us, it's really bringing our wonderful brand of healthcare and a state-of-the-art facility to this wonderful community.
LA City Mayor Eric Garcetti believes the new Kaiser facility will also help the neighborhood's economic revival.
But we're also seeing new restaurants open. We're seeing people thrive. You know, I was talking to the owners of the movie theaters here, and they're a huge national chain, Cinemark, and they said this is one of their top five in the country.
Kaiser's Crenshaw facility is scheduled to open in spring 2017. Stephanie Wu, Annenberg Radio News.
LA's cat lovers might be in for a perfect surprise. The LA City Council today approved a motion for the city attorney to draft a law that will raise the number of cats allowed per household from 3 to 5. Animal services officials say that increasing the limit would lower the number of cats euthanized in shelters. City officials point out that cities with no caps, like San Diego or Santa Monica, prove the plan can work. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran.